Thanks for checking out the latest County 10 podcast. We had the opportunity to have Mountain Men star Josh Kirk in our space earlier today on County 10's morning show, 105.1 Jack FM. The newest member of County 10's morning show, Shireen, the Adventure Queen, was able to interview Josh for a couple of different segments. You'll hear that back in full. But real quick, want to give a shout out to Porter's Supply Company in Riverton. They make these County 10 podcasts possible. If you're thinking a hot tub, if you're thinking a new grill, if you need all the accessories, the help, maybe you get a stove you need cleaned this time of year, Porter's can help you. Sunset and Federal in Riverton, that's Porter's Supply Company. Without further ado, here is that interview, Shireen and Josh Kirk on Jack FM.
Good morning, it's Jack FM. Yes, yes, Jared and Shireen. We're also joined by a special guest I will introduce in just a moment. 15 minutes now after 7 forecast. Checking in, 6 right now here in Riverton. Today we'll see a high in the 30s. A little easier to see that sunrise this morning too. We don't have that fog. It is a little chilly though. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited because I love stuff like this. This stuff is just so cool to me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our very own TV star, Josh Kirk, who is from Lander, and you know his mug. You've seen his beard on Mountain Men. How you doing, man?
I'm fabulous. It's so good to be here this morning. It's awesome to see you. Good to meet you for the first time.
Definitely.
I'm just excited about this morning.
We have a new episode later tonight, 8 o'clock our time, Mountain Men History Channel. You can find it streaming on Hulu, Amazon Prime. You know, you got your streaming stuff, or if you've got cable as well. But it's so cool to see one of our own, you know, out there. And the fact that, you know, you do what we think about Wyoming as ranching, you know?
That's right. Wyoming is about ranching, but I think before your ranches, without a doubt, it was about the mountain men. Mm-hmm. It was 1838 rendezvous here in Riverton, Wyoming. First rendezvous in America ever. And so to be able to not only show ranching on the show, but also show trapping, hunting, primitive skills, mountain men skills, it's freaking awesome.
And we talk about the craze with reality shows and survival shows, and just tell folks kind of the difference with what you do opposed to some of those other ones out there.
So there's a lot, there's some good shows that are out there, Alone being one of them. Alone is an awesome show. Naked and Afraid, just, you know, there's a genre for everyone. You go to a restaurant, you open a menu, you're not going to get the same thing. But the difference with Mountain Men is there's no BS to it. It's Mountain Men. It's like they show reality. They show what we do. You know, we're out there. We're working. And the coolest thing about it is like we try to plan around a story. Like, okay, this is what we're going to be doing. And then as soon as we start filming, things change. Things happen. Drama happens. You don't have to create drama because you're on a ranch. You have predators. I'm working with bison.
I mean, your life is drama all the time when you are a rancher. And those that, you know, maybe listening right now that, you know, deal with some of that stuff understand. And I know you can't say a lot about the episode later tonight, but you have any teasers, anything?
Oh, there's going to be some good stuff going on. Just picked up a new ranch locally and just working that new ranch, getting used to that new ranch. And any rancher knows, anyone that buys property, especially a large piece of property, knows the challenges that goes into that. Then you throw bison into that, which is a wild indigenous animal too here. So that's pretty, it's euphoria for me to be able to raise an indigenous species on this land and try to facilitate that species, keep it safe from predators, keep it safe from itself, you know, keep it from going through a fence and disappearing over the mountain. It just takes me back to last spring. And I was talking to my producers the other day on the phone. I was like, man, we need like GoPros or something like full time, because there's stuff that happens
all
the
time. Right, man? Like, yeah.
So last spring, bison got out straight up, you know, fences break, trees fall. Wyoming's known for its wind.
Now, rounding up bison isn't your average day. I went on one years ago in Wright, Wyoming, and they had to herd those things in trucks and stuff, you know, because they do get fairly dangerous. So
yeah, exactly. They will kill you.
Yes.
And when the point, you know, I get desensitized to them, and then
sure,
I'll have a incident that'll take place, and I have to, like, knock myself on top of the head and say, okay, wake up. You're dealing with bison.
Be careful,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, so last spring, I had a tree fall on the fence. Bison gets out, they're going up and over the mountain.
They're not like when cows get out.
No, I mean, I'm looking at $1 million worth of bison just like disappearing over the horizon, and I'm like, oh crap, you know. So like, what do you do? So luckily I've trained them to follow a cake wagon. So I hooked the cake wagon up.
I would follow a cake wagon. Jared, get us a cake wagon, buddy.
So I get in my four-wheel drive Jeep. I hook up the cake wagon. I load it with cake, and I take off up the mountain. I broke a few things on the Jeep doing it. I get up there. They seen the cake wagon, and they followed me back down. They know they're not supposed to be up there, but then again, they're bison. They do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And so it's the main thing is keeping them happy and full. If they're hungry, they're going to move. They migrate. That's what bison do. They're like elk. They migrate. So to be able to work them, it's a every day it's a struggle.
Well, we're talking with Josh Kirk, who is from Lander on the TV show Mountain Men, with another episode later tonight, 8 o'clock History Channel. Now, Josh doesn't only do TV. He's not just a TV celebrity. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about your music. Obviously, we're a music station, so we should probably do that, although the ranching stuff's a lot of fun. So we'll ask some more questions about Mountain Men. We'll get some questions from you as well, and then we'll talk some music, too, and you'll find out, you know, where you can see Josh perform live. So we'll have him coming up in 3 minutes. It's 105.1 Jack FM. No Doubt, Just a Girl, Jack FM 105.1. Good morning. It's Jared and Shireen, and our very special guest this morning, as we're 7:30, we have Mr. Josh Kirk in the house, who is from Lander. He's a rancher over there. He's on the TV show Mountain Men, one of our very own Mountain Men. New TV show episode later tonight. It's going to be 8 o'clock History Channel. You can find that on Amazon Prime, cable, Roku, whatever streaming devices that you use. But we've been talking to Josh about the TV show because, you know, people... Obviously, you know, local celebrity, people are really interested in that. But Josh actually has another hobby, and he's really good at it. And that happens to be music. And Josh, you have a couple of shows coming up, actually.
I've got numerous shows coming up. I'm excited about it. I'll be in Riverton on the 20th. I'll be in Cody on the 21st as well, Cody. And going to be playing some live gigs there. Go to my social media page, Joshua Kirk, Mountain Men. Or Joshua Native Kirk on Facebook. You can find me there, and you'll see the shows listed and what we're going to be doing. Music's my thing. That's my zen time.
So if you could choose between ranching and music?
Both.
Okay. Well, you had to choose one.
No, I wouldn't.
You love both. But that's why you're doing what you're doing, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. It's ranching is so beautiful to be out there in God's country doing what you love, doing what I love. But at the same time, you know, it's nice to pull a guitar, put a guitar in my lap, and make people feel what I feel inside, you know?
Aren't you just itching for that, though, with COVID going on and everything kind of being shutting down? Some live music, and I know you're going to be in Riverton on the 20th at the Cedar, and if you're listening right now and you've been jonesing like I have for some live tunes, that's going to be something you're going to want to check out.
I got goosebumps when you said what you just said, because there's so many musicians out there that are struggling right now.
So many. That's who I worry about. It's the local musician. The ones that, you know, just need those 3-4 gigs, you know, to be able to make ends meet. Or make, you know, their soul, you know, too, to fill their soul. So,
you know, honestly, in my mind, there's nothing better than putting a guitar in my hand, closing my eyes, and getting in my music, having a whiskey, and just playing my heart out. And, you know, it's when you put that energy out, the people that are listening, they take that energy, and if you put enough energy out there, they're going to stop their conversation. They're going to put their fork down. They're going to put their beer down, and they're going to be like, what's going on? This is good, you know. And then they're going to put that energy back, and you put it back double fold. And I think Garth Brooks said once upon a time, he said, you can be the greatest singer ever, but if you can't perform...
He talks a lot about being the greater entertainer is what is key when you are on stage to bring those people into the show with you. So we're talking with Joshua Kirk, if you're just joining us, 105.1 Jack FM, Mountain Men later tonight, new episode, 8 o'clock. Now, I know we're talking music here. Josh didn't bring his guitar this morning, but we're going to have him back on to play some tunes for us soon. Or if you want to, you know, see him at the Cedar on the 20th, you can do that as well. Talk about this multi-state tour.
So something I've been wanting to do for a long time. I was in the music industry professionally for 6 years. I toured all over the Southeast, walked away from a contract, big contract, to actually do television consulting, because at the time I was running a full-time
like consulting
school.
With outdoor survivalist
survival
type stuff.
Schools.
Cool.
So I was doing consulting with television shows, just about every off-grid survival show that's out there. I've consulted with BBC, Fox, you know, on and on, National Geographic, etc., Discovery. And it opened my world up. I've turned down a lot of television shows, because it's like there's a lot of bullcrap that's out there.
There's a lot of bullcrap on TV.
There's a lot of bullcrap on TV.
But it still hooks people sometimes.
It's one of the beautiful things I love about Mountain Men is it's the same thing I teach you. If I'm teaching a class, for me, it's like I'm showing people what I do, how to do it, from my perspective, right? Maybe wrong, maybe right. But there's so many people out there that are dealing with the COVID issues. There's so many people out there that work a 9-to-5 every day. They feel trapped. And if you can make them live vicariously through you, you're giving them a vision to step out and do something great for themselves.
Yeah, I love that.
And that's what it's about. It's like if I can encourage one person to go out there and go off-grid, one person to go out there and experience nature and find themselves as an individual, then not only am I getting them to push forward to a dream, but it's also a mental state of happiness. And that's what's important. It's finding that mental state of that.
Where do you recommend people to go? Because we don't have your guitar this morning to listen to some tunes from you this morning.
So I don't do iTunes yet. I don't do like that. You can go on my Facebook page. I've got some live stuff on there. I'm looking right now. We're working on doing a CD. I do a lot of writing. I've done a ton of writing. But when I play shows, I play a vast genre.
Almost makes you playing shows even more valuable because that's where people can really consume that.
Yeah, and it is. And so what I try to do is, like, I'll take originals and I'll slip in originals. But at the same time, it's like I got to listen to good old rock and roll.
Heck yeah.
My mama went to school with Lynyrd Skynyrd Band in Jacksonville, Florida.
Love it.
They played at her prom, She dated Elvis's hairdresser. I played with Elvis's pick at most of my gigs.
Nice.
And so it's like being around, hearing stories. And then they were like, my parents got buck wild back in the day, and then they were like, okay, we've had enough of this lifestyle. So they decided to convert to Amish. And that's what I was born in.
So that's kind of how that really you got some of that
self-sufficiency.
Yep, ability to be able to, homestead, ranching, that kind of stuff. We're talking with Josh Kirk. He lives in Lander. He's a rancher. He's on that TV show Mountain Men. You got to check it out if you haven't seen it. History Channel later tonight, new episode, 8:00. Before we go, you got any scoop you can tell us about the TV show? Because that's what people want.
Yeah.
People want to know. I know there's things you can't say. I know there's rules, but we want to hear just a little juice about the show. Just give us some juice.
Watch the show. You're gonna be impressed with some things. And you know what? I'm getting ready to do some tours out there as well at the ranch. So yes,
you can have Jared and I out.
We're gonna be doing some tours out there, showing people the bison, showing people some of the sites where we're actually filming the episodes.
I think people would love that.
It's I'm pretty excited about it
because you got a new piece of land and you're also dealing with some issues on that.
Yes.
So
if you go to the Mountain Men history real quick, mm-hmm. If you go to Mountain Men on Facebook, you'll see a trailer. And there's a trailer in there, me with a rattlesnake, that may or may not be on tonight. There you go. There's a little bit of a tip. We had a pretty wild run-in with one of the biggest rattlers I've ever run into.
I'm terrified of rattlesnakes, so I cannot wait to see this later tonight.
Well, he almost bit my camera guy. And now he almost bit my camera guy, and my camera guy jumps back, and then he comes after me, and then we ended that real quick.
So. The dangers of being in Wyoming, ranching, and being on a TV show where they have to film all that stuff. Is it weird?
It's so much.
How does your wife think? What is, family? They're cool?
She does what she does. I do what I do. And she's like, she's not really into TV that much. And it's kind of like, oh, crap. It's like.
When they bring the cameras to Wyoming, do they make it? Is it all like Hollywood kind of?
It gets a little weird sometimes. I'm honestly. I want to say this as humble as possible because I'm a nobody. I'm still just a common man. Just because I'm on TV doesn't make me special, right? But at the same time, I'm blessed to be able to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But with the show, it's like, it's pretty cool. You go out, you get to meet certain people. Specifically, not going to say what we were filming, but one of my camera guys is Steve Rinella's guy, Joe Rogan's guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, just to sit out there and talking, he's telling me stories about them, and I'm telling the stories. It's really unique what you run into, and it's fun. Of course, it's going to build your ego a little bit.
Yeah, I've known Steve for a long time, so that's really cool. It's sweet. Yeah.
But it's also so humbling to be able to be there and do that.
and be a part of that, yeah, you know? That. And that's what the craze is right now. I know that, you know, Jack FM listeners, when we talk to you about it, Shereen, the adventure queen, it's because I want to have you be a part of adventures that I do in the area and be able to not only live vicariously through me, but be able to see some of those things and go out there and do that. And that's what Josh is doing, not only with his music, but also with, you know, bringing some light to homesteading, right, ranching, you know, just being out in the wilderness, you know, fighting off wolves.
Excuse me. I think about Bonnie, my wife, my little girl Eden, and they're like, every year we film, they're like, they lock down, you know. They're like,
oh yeah, oh, I'm sure.
God. So they're like, oh, she's like, okay, we're gonna. And it's hard. Filming is hard. You take ranching and then filming on top of that, and then crisis situations happen to take place through process.
Oh my gosh.
And it's but when we're done, and luckily we do get to take a little bit of a break in between some of the film sessions. It can be rough. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're mentally ready to sit down and be like, just drink or build a fire, drink a glass of whiskey.
Well, it's one of those edgier seat styles. That's what those shows do to me anyways, you know, because there's always anticipation when it comes to it. So later tonight, you can see this guy right here. I know you're hearing him. Josh Kirk, later tonight, Mountain Men, 8 o'clock is the time it'll be on. You can find it on Amazon Prime and, of course, cable and all that stuff. Next time, you bring the guitar so we can have some tunes. We'll have Josh back on, and it sounds like he could possibly be doing some, you know, tours of the Bison Ranch over there.
Absolutely.
Allowing some folks in, too, to see, you know, what you see on TV.
Well, we're going
to
be doing meat and et cetera, but God bless Wyoming. You know,
amen,
God bless,
to that.
And I'm so happy to, amen, be a part and be able to represent Wyoming on History Channel. So.
Josh, it was a pleasure to meet you.
County 10's Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9 on 105.1 Jack FM.